A new play opens this week at Philadelphia's Painted Bride Arts Center about Dr. Anonymous. He's the psychiatrist who in 1972 delivered a speech arguing against treating homosexuality as a mental illness. He wore a mask to hide his true identity because he was gay. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that Dr. Anonymous still holds mysteries.
We now know who Dr. Anonymous was. He was John Fryer, a professor of psychiatry at Temple University. He died in 2003. His papers are stored in 217 boxes at the Historical Society of Pennsylvania, which asked the New York-based playwright Ayn Gordon to go through all of them to find material for a play called The 217 Boxes of Dr. Anonymous.
You know, the boxes are not his self-portrait. They're not intentional. He was not intending to tell you who he was vis-a-vis the boxes, but we now treat them as that.
In this play, John Fryer never appears on stage. Instead, three people who knew him well tell sometimes conflicting stories about the man, like his father, Ursel Ray Fryer. He recites his son's infamous speech from the 1972 meeting of the American Psychiatric Association, the APA. He's played by actor Ken Marks.
I am, like many of you here tonight, a member of the APA, and I am proud of that membership. Sorry, you ever worn a rubber mask? The kind that John has on any amount of time? Sweat builds up and it runs down your mouth, your eyes, your... In Dallas, right? It's Dallas, Texas. It's May. It's a windowless ballroom, no air conditioning. My son's a big man, doesn't take to heat.
Outside of people involved in the history of gay rights activism, John Fryer is not very well known, and that's how he wanted it. Aside from his one history-changing moment in 1972, he lived a relatively quiet life in Germantown.
To do something incredibly dramatic and then to go back into your private life and not seek to be remembered is dramatic to me.
Gordon says Fryer was actually a boisterous personality, physically large, with theatrical tastes, but he kept a low public profile, and that was likely learned, says Gordon, as few gay men lived out in the open in mid-20th century America. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.